In 1895, a young British writer published a story that would fundamentally rewire human imagination. Before H.G. Wells wrote The Time Machine, nobody had seriously conceived of physically traveling through time the way you might journey to Paris or New York. Ancient myths told of people who slept for centuries or visited heavens where time moved differently, but deliberately navigating through time as one travels through space, that concept simply didn't exist. Wells didn't just write a novel, he invented an idea that would colonize minds for generations. Today, time travel saturates our culture so completely that children grasp it instinctively, appearing in everything from Saturday morning cartoons to Christopher Nolan's blockbusters. Einstein himself kept a copy of Wells' novel on his shelf, fascinated by this Victorian thought experiment that somehow anticipated relativity's stranger implications. Wells' nameless time traveler explains to skeptical dinner guests, stock characters like the medical man and the psychologist, that time is actually the fourth dimension. His machine, crafted from nickel and ivory with brass rails and quartz rods, wasn't just clever fiction, but remarkably sober scientific speculation emerging from Victorian mathematical thinking. Wells drew inspiration from cutting-edge technology, bicycles, which suggested mechanical control over motion, and early motion pictures, Muybridge's zoopraxiscope, Edison's kinetoscope, the Lumiere brothers' cinematography. These inventions made visible aspects of time never before seen, allowing people to witness time manipulated, slowed down, and replayed. Wells carefully anticipated objections. Why wouldn't the machine be visible when passing through time? It exists in diluted presentation. How does it avoid colliding with objects? By becoming attenuated and slipping like a vapor through interstices. These thoughtful details established conventions that future time travel writers would follow for generations, creating a blueprint for the impossible. By the mid-20th century, time travel had saturated culture so thoroughly that most people can't recall their first encounter with it. The 1960 film adaptation established the archetypal image, a steampunk sled with a red velvet chair, but mechanisms diversified wildly. Edward Page Mitchell's 1881 story featured a Dutch clock that reversed time when wound. Murray Leinster's 1919 tale sent an entire skyscraper backward. Max Beerbohm's failed writer made a Faustian bargain with a devil who could switch you on to any date. Hugo Gernsback, a Luxembourg emigrant who arrived in New York at 19, formalized time travel through his 1926 magazine Amazing Stories, the first periodical devoted to scientific fiction. Despite paying writers poorly, Gernsback created a cultural form that quickly transcended its pulp origins. Within these pages, readers and editors wrestled with time travel's logical problems. A 1927 letter questioned what would happen if a time traveler met his younger self. By 1929, Gernsback himself articulated the grandfather paradox. What if you traveled back and shot your ancestor before marriage? Einstein's 1905 special theory of relativity revealed that while light's speed remains constant, time itself is not absolute. Different observers moving at different velocities experience distinct present moments, making time fundamentally subjective, challenging philosophers like Henri Bergson, who placed human consciousness at the center of temporal understanding. Hermann Minkowski advanced these ideas in 1908, introducing space-time, a four-dimensional continuum where time serves as the fourth dimension. Reality consists of world lines tracing objects' complete existence through space-time. Our perception of flowing time is merely illusion. We experience only three-dimensional slices of an eternal, unchanging four-dimensional whole. Though Einstein initially dismissed this as unnecessary mathematics, he eventually embraced it, writing that the distinction between past, present, and future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. This block universe concept suggests past, present, and future exist simultaneously, yet microscopic physics shows no preference for time's direction. Equations work equally well forwards or backwards, while macroscopic reality demonstrates clear irreversibility. coffee and cream mix but never spontaneously unmix, egg scramble but never unscramble. As Tom Stoppard's character observes, you cannot stir things apart. This fundamental disconnect creates the arrow of time dilemma, explaining why we remember the past but not the future, and why causes always precede effects. Robert Heinlein's 1941 story, By His Bootstraps, follows Bob Wilson, who encounters strangers emerging from a time gate, a portal to the future. These strangers look strangely familiar because all are Bob at different timeline points, creating a complex web of self-interaction where scenes repeat from shifting perspectives. The narrative confronts free will's limits. When Bob meets his earlier self, he wonders, "Can't I do it differently?" Yet despite feeling autonomous, he cannot deviate from the script. All versions of Bob must fulfill their predestined roles while gradually realizing their actions are foreordained. Kurt Gödel, the century's preeminent logician, challenged conventional thinking in 1949 by showing Einstein's field equations permit universes with cyclical time, where closed time-like lines loop back upon themselves, defying causality. These solutions captivated philosophers and physicists, suggesting time travel might not be mere fiction, but a genuine physical possibility lurking within the equations governing our universe. Time machine fantasies reveal our deepest desires. Backward travelers chase regret-lost loves, corrected mistakes. In Jack Finney's 1970 novel Time and Again, protagonist Simon Morley travels to 1882 New York through self-hypnosis and period immersion at the Dakota apartment building. Time travelers inevitably attempt rewriting history, with Hitler as the most common assassination target. Writers from Ralph Milne Farley to Stephen Fry explore this temptation. But can history truly be changed? Ray Bradbury's A Sound of Thunder demonstrates how stepping on a prehistoric butterfly cascades through millions of years, fundamentally altering the present. Alternative histories have exploded as a genre, creating fascinating Hall of Mirrors effects. Philip K. Dick's The Man in the High Castle imagines the Axis winning World War II, yet contains within it a book about the Allies winning. Futuristic fantasies inevitably become alternative histories when their predicted dates arrive, like Orwell's 1984 or Clark's 2001, now relegated to roads not taken. In our era of persistent connectivity, we inhabit two realms simultaneously, cyberspace and the real world, with time functioning differently in each. Communication that once occurred only in the present now tangles across time, with messages flowing in arbitrary sequences. Intel's CEO Andrew Grove declared, "We are now living on internet time, a temporal reality where past bleeds into present while the future seems devoured by the all-voracious present." The online world offers ersatz immortality through digital persistence. Twitter accounts for the dead, Facebook memorialization, startups promising artificial agents that continue posting after death. Yet the present remains elusive. Psychologists suggest now is a rolling period of 2 or 3 seconds, what William James called the specious present. Time travel exists because we need to elude death. Time is a killer, confining us to an eye blink of time, an instant never to return. While religions offer immortality through souls and afterlives, time travel sets our imaginations free. As Vonnegut's Tralfamadorians explain, when a person dies, he only appears to die. He is still very much alive in the past. We survive because the past shelters us on one side, the future on another. Our entry into both realms makes us human.